Hello and welcome back to another podcast episode. Today I have a very, very dear to heart, my friend Tilly. Tilly, feel free to introduce ourselves. Feel free to introduce yourselves to ourselves.
So, I'm Tilani. Tilly, yeah. Short form. And
what do you do?
Well, what do I not do?
That is the question.
Right now, I'm actually quite semi-retired, but I've done a lot of things and I do have a few things that I do on the side. I do real estate. I have a commodities license and I've been working since I was like probably 18 years old, and now it's a little bit time to calm down.
But yeah. So how did you figure out what it is that you want to do when you were younger? Did you always knew what you wanted from life, career-wise?
Well, not really. It's just like a roll-on. I wanted to become an engineer, but like my dad really didn't ruin that. He wanted me to do business because he's a businessman.
Okay.
And being the oldest in the family, like he just wanted me to probably take over his business one day. So he pushed me towards the business side of, it has been okay. It has been good, but his business always been a side business for me. It's not my full-time career. I've always done what I wanted to do, my sixth sense asked me to do, you know? So I just went with the role, but it has been good.
It has been good.
Yeah.
How did you figure out, like, what it is exactly that you want to do? I'm asking you this because I get quite a lot of messages from sometimes my clients, sometimes my friends, saying that they don't know what they want to do. They want to change, but they don't know what it is exactly that they want to do. For me, I found out I want to do personal training because I enjoy helping other people. So that is the purpose behind why I do, even why I started doing this. What was it for you?
I'm also a very much a people person, but if you look at me coming to Dubai, it was like adventure. That's what my mind asked me to do for like maybe about 4 years. I lived in Australia most of my life, and then I was living in the States. Going back and forth, I was always stopping over in Dubai. Going back like, 14, 15 years ago. So, and looking at Dubai, like, and I have this passion for construction and design. So, and that's part of what my business back in Australia. So I was thinking, oh, this is probably like a big adventurous place for me, where I could just explore what I want to do. So I fell into real estate side of things, but I was so lucky. I got pushed by this investor who had like probably about, I think he had like over 1 billion dirhams worth of property. And he just pushed me and said, I want you to come and work with us. So, it's just pure luck, isn't it? And so I got fallen into the real estate as well as in construction and design. And of course, I have my family business on the side. So yeah, and being in Dubai, I mean, like, how can you compare? Coming from Australia, like, if you want to travel, you have to like you have to like think twice before you could even like book a flight. But here, hop, skip and jump wherever you want to go.
Yeah.
And that's life.
That's life.
So you have to live life, I think. Like, you have to like just take your leap. Like, I mean, whatever you feel, do it. This is my advice to anybody.
100%.
Life is short, girl.
Live with an open mind.
Exactly.
Yeah. And take maybe not any opportunity, but take
smart opportunities.
Take smart opportunities. I want to talk to you a little bit about your fitness and your training, because I know you grew up in Australia. So you had a very active childhood. You would walk to school, you would walk back home, you spend a lot of times, like myself, playing outdoors, running around, playing in mud, just being a wild child, at least I was. How has your life and your lifestyle changed since you started working in an office? You sit a lot during the day. How good or how bad of an impact that had on your health?
Well, I'll tell you, like, I actually grew up, my childhood was in Sri Lanka.
Okay.
So it was completely different childhood. Like, we were running around, climbing trees, all walking kilometers and kilometers. Then when I went to Australia, I was actually almost a teenager. But at the same time, walked a lot, because transportation, even like public transport, was not that great there at the time. I remember like going to school, of course, walking sometimes. And then when I started university, oh, geez, like if I missed the bus, you have to walk like kilometers and kilometers to like, get to the next point kind of thing. But then I was also very sporty. Like I swam. I was a swimmer, so I was an athlete in school. So I was quite, that way I was quite active. But then when I started working, obviously, it just went down the drain pretty much. No time to do any exercises. But I was always healthy, I think. But it all started like after the COVID, as well as like, you know, probably aging, getting older. Now I feel I'm really, really weak in so many ways compared to what I used to be. And that's why, like, I always tell Anna, like, you know, you have to, I have to like focus on certain areas as well as like getting fit in the sense, like, I mean, yeah, my body is weak, even though my mind or brain is strong.
I really wanted to talk about this as well, because you've been to the gym before, like you've been in the gym environment, but you don't feel probably 100% comfortable to just go to the gym and train and use all the machines and use all the equipment. Do you think that you would experience some kind of gym anxiety when you are in that environment?
When you say gym and anxiety, it's more that I know for a fact if I don't use it properly, then it's going to impact a lot more, like, you know, in the wrong way. And I might damage myself rather. Like, so that's why it's important that, you know, you actually, that I always want to probably, it's better I speak to someone who knows how to use the equipment properly, and also like exactly for what sort of pace. Because sometimes people might think, oh, just the harder you do or use the equipment, the, you know, faster you will lose your, it doesn't, I don't think it works. Like, especially when you get older, like, you know, you realize that your symmetry in your body has like lopsided in so many different ways. First of all, you have to get your symmetry back and then make sure that, you know, you don't overdo, and then either, you know, break a knee or like, you know, I mean, there's so many things that can happen when you're actually using these heavy machines.
A lot of things can go wrong if you don't know how to use it. So
exactly.
An advice that I would give you or anyone listening or watching that is a complete beginner or feels afraid or just doesn't feel 100% comfortable to go to the gym would be to get a personal trainer or a friend or anyone who knows what they are doing. So when we go and train, when we go to the gym, like, I will take you through the basics and show you everything, how to use this machine, how to use this machine, this is good for your upper back, this is good for your legs, this is, don't do this, do this. But I think that a lot of people, they don't start their fitness journey because they feel like they don't know what they need to be doing. Is that something that you've experienced, or do you feel that
correct
way?
Correct. Like, see, if you take me for an example, like, I think I probably would be able to talk to women over 40. So when you actually, you know, start to get into that age category,
golden age,
my goodness, like, you know, the change is really like fast, I should say. Like, you don't realize it, that, you know, your body is getting weaker and weaker if you don't keep up with your energy, and also the foods that you eat. It's the most important. I can call myself healthy because I've always, you know, had healthy food, and I've had, like, you know, seafood most of the time. I'm not a big red meat eater, organic food. I drink a lot of milk. But at the same time, then you need to understand which foods are really, like, you know, is best for you at that age group as well. You can't eat anything and everything. Now I find, like, you know, if I have oily food, I have a lot of issues. Like, I get headaches. I think, like, I have digestion issues. Like, if I, like, you know, sometimes if I have, like, chips from somewhere or... So I'm starting to, you know, understand that these are the problems why you get headaches. I mean, I've never had headaches in my life before. Yeah, exactly. So.
Have you had any problems or any pain with your back? Because you've spent many years sitting down, sedentary, in your car, in the office, in your car, in the office.
Not only back, Anna. Like, when you say back, I have, like, on the left-hand side, I've had, like, you know, major issues, mainly on my shoulders, like on the back shoulders, like, you know, even my neck. I've had major issues, and I have gone into therapy for that, and I feel a lot more better. That's why I want to make sure that I get into the right exercise, because I don't want to have a lopsided shoulder or, like, not, honestly, it was like not balanced. You know, I went to this place I was telling
you about,
and I feel much better.
That's
like
good.
The body wise. But if I don't, like, have my posture properly, I start to feel that heaviness on my neck, because that's what my body is used to.
It is just so important, not saying that you didn't look after yourself, but to look after yourself and train, exercise regularly and eat well. And we both eat really, really well, healthy. Sometimes we have ice cream at 2 a.m. But other than that,
ice cream is good.
Ice cream is also good. Other than that, we are very healthy. Is there anything that you've ever struggled with when it comes to your nutrition throughout your life?
Nope. I've always had, food has always been there for me. been lucky with food.
Never said no to food.
No. But I mean, I do. I don't know if I told you, like in the morning, I have a king coconut, which a lot of people don't actually probably even like know what it is, which I think is one of the best liquids you could like, you know, absorb into your body in the morning.
What is it, like real water?
I will show you to you. It's the most organic water that you could have.
Interesting.
Yeah. I buy it here in Dubai, and that's another lucky thing that, you know, this kind of stuff is not available in US or in Australia because it only comes from one country. So like comes from Sri Lanka. It's a variety of a coconut, but it's the young coconut. It's the orange one.
Interesting.
I will give it to you. I mean, you can taste it.
Let me try.
Yeah. I'll go and buy the boxes.
By 10 kilos.
Try it. It's really good. Better than Coke.
Better than Coke. Well, that for sure. Coca-Cola.
Yeah, you do try. Seriously, it makes a big difference into your hydration for the rest of the day.
Mm. I really wanted to talk to you about mindset because you have a very open mind and you have changed my mind towards some things in a very positive way. And for me, coming from, this will sound like, I love my hometown, don't get me wrong. I love my upbringing, I love my childhood, I love everything about me and my life so far. But I come from a background or from a place where people live with a very, I don't know how to say this in a nice way, they don't live with an open mind. So I grew up, I believe, up until the age of probably 20, 25, I had a very closed mind. I wasn't very open to any opportunities or things like that. And you live with a very open mind. What things have helped you to live with an open mind? Was it always like that from a young age? Was it the people that you were around with, your surroundings, places of living? What was it for you?
I think it's my upbringing. Like, see, coming from a country like Sri Lanka, and I'm a Buddhist, so like, you know, we are always like, we've been taught to help others. Doesn't matter if you do have or don't have, whatever you have, you give. That's the mindset that we've been built into. So I think that's the main. So I don't think twice, even if it's like, you know, something that I have, it's my plate that I have. If somebody else walks in, I would just offer it.
Sure. Yeah.
So that's the difference. Like, I know what you're saying exactly, because like, you know, even in Australia, a lot of people have like that closed mindset. And when you actually share how you do things or how you feel, people do open their hearts and open their minds to see, oh wow, that's different, you know.
It helps.
And it helps. Yeah, it helps. I mean, your life is too short, Anna. You only live a very small, time. So why not make people happy and just make yourself happy and like, you know, do the right thing and yeah.
Live with an open mind.
It doesn't hurt, right?
No.
It doesn't hurt to smile. It doesn't hurt to help or give a helping hand to somebody. Yeah.
To be a good person.
Yeah.
It doesn't hurt. Sometimes it hurts if you're being good to the wrong people, but.
Oh, 100%.
We've all learned that. But yeah, living with an open mind is very important.
True.
Very, very important. So what would you want to do in terms of your fitness? Nutrition, you already know, and you're very healthy. But what are some, let's say, struggles that you're facing at the moment when it comes to your training, going to the gym?
Motivation.
Okay.
Getting out of, to go downstairs to the gym. I do go, but I don't really like do any hard impact because I don't know exactly what I should do and what I shouldn't do. So sometimes I just look around, like, you know, use a little bit of
of the equipment.
Yeah,
and then
you just like get out of there kind of thing. But if I know what my pace should be like, you know, that's where someone like you would come really like, you know, professionally handy. You could say like, hey, tells, don't do this like more than 10 times or 15 times. You don't really have to and have your pace. Don't do it so fast or like, you know, do it this way kind of thing. That would really help so that I can probably use those methods each and every time. Then I don't have that inconfident in the back of my head thinking, oh, I'm not going to use this machine properly and then I'm going to get my like
injured.
Get hurt or yeah, exactly. That probably, so that's why I keep that. And oh, let's go to the
let's
gym.
Go.
Yeah,
let's
so
go.
Let's,
I'm ready
let's
whenever.
Do it. Yes.
Yeah, it makes a world of a difference to your confidence and your mindset and your strength overall when you know what you need to do and when you know how to use use those machines and when you also have a structured program to follow. So yes. I always encourage people have a structured training program to follow. When you go to the gym, you know exactly, okay, today I'm training upper body. I will do this and this exercise, this many repetitions, this many sets. I will rest for this long. It makes the world of a difference. But if you're a complete beginner and if you don't feel comfortable to go to the gym, I always say either try and get a personal trainer or train with someone who knows what they're doing.
100%.
Who knows what they're doing.
Not only that, here in Dubai, like another thing that we really need to be aware of is the air quality.
Yes.
Because we don't have enough oxygen here. Like, I mean, yes. You would probably feel it if you're out of Dubai, you know, how your body feels or how your veins or your arms, you know, feel. And then when you're back in and you're in 2-3 months, it changes again. Now, because I have been here more than 10 years, I started to feel it really badly, like probably about 3 years ago. You get numbness on your arms and legs. And I was told that it is because the oxygen flow is not that great.
The air quality is not the best.
Yes. So when it's the case, apparently there's like the, you know, there are lumps. So exercise can actually, you know, eliminate all of this as well.
It is so important to move your body.
Exactly.
And to live with an open mind.
Oh, yeah, body is like a machine, right?
It is.
If you don't oil it, it's going to get rusted.
Yeah. Rusty body. I really wanted to touch up a little bit about business because you've met me, you know what I do, you respect what I do. What advice would you give to someone like me or regardless of their age, what advice would you give to a woman that is running her own business and wants to achieve certain things within their business or with their business? What would you say?
By the way, Happy Women's Day.
Happy Today Women's Day. Today is yes, the Women's Yay! Day. Yes, every day is Women's Day.
Well, sky is the limit. Mm. There are no restrictions in life, and especially in this era of where we live, you know. Just do whatever tickles your, you know.
You're going to say something.
Yeah, it's just, I don't think like restriction is a choice these days. No. With all, you know, all social media and like, you know, the accesses that we have, sky is definitely the limit.
Yeah. Yeah. I think the only limit that we have is the one in our mind.
100%. Yeah. I believe, Anna, I believe, like, you know, of course there's a God and there, you know, there's only one God. Like, that God can do anything for you if you believe in yourself.
100%, because you need to believe in yourself first.
Yes. It doesn't matter where you start. It doesn't matter you only have $1 in your pocket, you know?
No. I started from literally nothing.
Exactly. Yeah.
Packed my life in one suitcase, went to London, went to Australia first. Then I went to London, went back home to Croatia. Then I went to London and I had nothing to lose. And I was just very open-minded and built a lot of things and just took a lot of opportunities and have a lot of self-belief. And maybe sometimes I'm a little bit delusional and I think that there's nothing in this world that I can't do. But I think you have to think that way. You have to believe in yourself.
Definitely. And like this little things that we have is unnecessary anyway. Like if I tell you my story in a summary, like, of course I had family. I was married once upon a time and I had a lot of property back in Australia. When I chose to come to Dubai, I got rid of all of that, everything. And I had just gone from America to back to Australia with a 20-foot container full of shopping crap for the house. Like, you know, 4-bedroom house I had at the time I was living in. Everything was brand new. And I haven't even opened most of the stuff. It's just the mindset. I just gave away everything in a house, people I knew and people I didn't know. I put it on Facebook. Within 2 weeks, everything was gone. Some people gave me some money for it, you know, here and there. But yeah, I gave away everything and people were shocked. My parents were shocked. My mother was like, I don't know how you're doing, how you do this. I don't really need it. And it felt so good.
So good.
One bag, 2 pairs of shoes.
That was
when
me.
I came to Dubai.
That was me. Yeah.
I had money in my bank account, but...
But yeah, materialistic things. Yeah, that was me. I did that three, four times already. I gave away all of my clothes, all of my books, everything. Air fryers, toasters, kettles, like anything and everything that I've bought, TV. I gave away everything and just packed my life. And
I don't understand. Like, I never be like, you know, obsessed and like possessed with what you have. Like, you know, it's mine. Get out of that mindset.
Yeah.
Nothing's yours. You came with nothing. You'll go with nothing.
You'll go with nothing.
whatever you have. It's like, yeah, enjoy your life. Do some good if you can, and that's it. Help as much as you can.
Help as much as you can. Yeah, that is how I like to think as well. Just help. The more you help, you're not helping because you want to feel better about yourself.
No,
you're helping because you genuinely want to help.
It's coming right from your heart rather than,
being a good person always pays off in some ways.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I have a lot of good stories. I had a message from this one guy from Ghana that I helped a few years ago here in Dubai. And he sent me a message. I'll show it to you, Anna. Mm-hmm. He said, like, Miss Brady, I learned this from you. I don't have a lot, but I am still helping people back in Ghana whenever I can. I was like, wow, okay.
You've helped a lot of people and it comes from the heart. You're a very good person. I knew that the moment that we met.
Really?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Because you helped me.
Oh, yeah.
Helped me
2 o'clock in the morning.
At 2 o'clock in the morning, yeah, where I was like, oh my God, where am I sleeping tonight? Yeah. And you said, just stay here. It's fine.
Yeah,
it's okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find the more you give genuinely, like with no good or bad intentions, just because you want to give to other people, the more life gives you back. And you're not even asking anything from us.
This is what I mean, you know, universe, it's all connected, right? I mean, that's why I said, like, you know, God above will give you anything and everything. You have that, each and every person on this earth have that opportunity and the privilege. It's how you actually bring it together for yourself.
Yeah, it's true.
That's what I believe.
It is true.
This is why, like, you know, there are so many things, like I always say, things like the commodities that I do. Like, I'm a gemologist as well. So, like, yeah, this is part of my family business. And stones, sapphires, rubies, diamonds, they are God's gifts. Now, out of all of these trillions of people in this world or billions of people in this world, not many people actually get attached to these things. Only a very small number, right? So even for that, like that, attraction has a meaning behind it.
100%. 100%. You have shared so many good life stories with me. What are some things, you don't have to share details, but what are some biggest life lessons that you've learned in your life so far? Because you've traveled a lot, you've talked to a lot of people, you've been to many places, you've seen a lot of things, many ups and downs. What is something that maybe, I don't know, 2-3 things that you have learned from life? Like, if you could give someone life, I know you're not a life coach, but to me, you're like my life coach. What are some things that you would, some advice that you would give to someone, let's say like me? Maybe I am still ill. I like to think that I'm young.
You are still young.
Young, ambitious, maybe a little bit crazy. What life advice would you give to someone like me or someone like me or anyone else, really?
Well, just go with your instinct, Anna. You know, when I say advice, you already know what's right and what's wrong. And you already know how easy or how hard it is to actually, you know, bring yourself together and reach out to what you want to achieve or what you want to or where you want to be. I mean, I've shown you properties that's worth, like, you know, over 100 million dirhams. And, like, you have seen so many different, like, you know, sections of Dubai.
You've taken me to many places.
But then at the same time, I would probably say also explore area countries like African, you know, nations. Like, you learn a lot.
Amen.
A lot. And that actually, not only you will tend to help a lot more people, you will also like, you know, value a lot of what you have.
100%.
We are very lucky to be here in where we are, you know, not only in a country that is so safe and secure, and what, you know, there's always good and bad in so everywhere, but out of all the countries I've been to, I think this is like heaven.
This is the only place where I feel 100% safe. And I've been to many places. And to me, unfortunately, social media brought a lot of social anxiety, which is fine. And I've learned to live with it. But this is the only place where I feel completely safe.
Yeah. I mean, live your life. This is a good place to live your life. I mean, you know, explore when you're like in this age group, at retirement. I'll probably say, let's just live in the Caribbean or something.
Mm. Have a gym.
Yeah, exactly.
Have a dog.
You could still do your thing, yeah.
Yeah, many things.
On the beach or something. I mean, there's some beautiful areas in like in the Caribbean and of course in Seychelles, Mauritius, like, you know. So that's what I think.
I think from what I've seen, because again, I've met a lot of people, sometimes we get so caught up with life that we start chasing all the things that we don't have and then we don't appreciate the things that we do have already. Have you experienced this yourself?
With my life, I think I've always been happy with what I have, but like I always knew what I wanted. So I have, reached out to what I wanted and I've always been successful.
Always.
Yes. If I want something, I make it happen.
Yeah, because you know exactly what you want.
Exactly.
And where you want to go and who you need to reach out to and which places you need to go to get to where you want to. But if you don't know what you want, then it's really hard. Have you ever felt lost?
Yes, I have. I will give you only one is this. I've been working with a businessman for the last 5 years. I'm lost because I've been waiting. I've invested so much and been waiting. And it's more like hope.
Okay.
It's like, it's so close, but I don't know how far it is to conclude, like, you know, what's been started. So that's when you're out of control, like, you know, you're depending on someone else, right? So try to not depend on anybody else. Be focused with what you can do and what you can achieve and what, you know, soul decisions.
100%, 100%. I think depending on someone else is not, it's not something that I want in life and never yeah. want to. So you always need to figure out what it is that you exactly want in life.
So, you know, when I say this, what I realize is you can have hope because that the person who is supposed to do the person is he keeps giving hope. Hope. Every day there's hope. But 5 years is a long time. I'll tell you the story. And
off camera.
Yeah, exactly. But that is a... I feel like it's a mistake.
But you learn
dependent
from it.
On. Yes. Yeah.
But you learn from it. I've found in life, the more mistakes I've made, the more I've learned from it. Because sometimes you think that you're doing the right thing.
Yeah.
But it turns out not being the right thing. Helping people that don't have your back, that stab you in your back, or doing some things for some people that sometimes in life you feel like they would do the same thing for you, but they don't.
No, not everybody's the same, man.
Not everybody's the same.
Oh, yeah. I've had many, many bad experiences like that.
Many.
You know, you help people with all your whole heart and then they just pretty much, you know, do the wrong thing. Yeah, yeah. There are a lot of different types of people in this world.
We know. Yeah,
a lot of selfish ones.
We know. Yeah, we know. But I find that when you find your people, you will also know. And one thing that I want to ask you, because I get asked this quite often, finding real friends. To me personally, when I meet someone new, I can talk to someone for 2 minutes and I can say, okay, you're either fake or you're real. Like, there's no in between.
True.
It's black or white. When we met, I had a very, like, I just knew. I'm like, Tilly is a real one. How do you meet friends? How do you find friends?
I don't look for friends, to be very honest. No. I'm very choosy in the sense, like, you know, who I have friends that I've had all my life since I was like maybe 2 or 3 years old, you know.
Which
and
is
they're
a blessing.
Still my friends. I don't see them often, but when I see them, like, you know, it's like we never lost touch with each other kind of thing. I don't go looking for friends at all. I'm just me. If someone comes on my, like, you know, on my path, there's, of course, I have met like you.
Yeah.
I have met people like that. But no, I'm not. I'm a person who I don't really go behind like people who have money or like I don't really care.
No.
Money means nothing.
Money,
you know?
Money means nothing. Honestly.
So humanity is very important to me, and being human is more important than
then,
anything. I mean, you know that I have a lot of clients, and, and some of them are like friends. But even though I don't even like, you know, bother, I don't even call to ask, can I do this or can you involve? No, never.
Because real friends don't ask each other for favors, and anything that you do for each other comes from the heart. It's genuine with every fiber of your being.
Another thing very important is, like, you know, if somebody isn't in need and need help financially, very important lesson is if you can support that person without expecting it back, do it. If you think, okay, I will give it to you, but then in return, I'm going to expect it back, and if you don't do it.
Yeah.
Because that's... doesn't matter how good a friend, like, you know, circumstances change, and if they can't pay back, then you'll feel really like bad, like, you know, angry about it, and it's not worth it.
It's not worth it. It's not how you want to feel as well.
Yeah. So that's how I do it. Like, I mean, depending on the circumstance, of course, you know.
Yeah. I have found, to me personally, I've been through a lot, and I've had a few moments where I was, I think, like getting caught up with the hype and everything, and it almost felt to me like I was chasing happiness in the wrong things. And then when I kind of took a little bit of break, just like a life break for myself, you really do realize what really matters in life, which is your family, your close circle of friends, and just your peace of mind.
100%.
Your peace of mind.
Yeah. Your mom and dad they will be the only people who'll always be there. It doesn't matter what, you know. The others are very fast to judge.
What would you say when you're saying fast to judge? What would you say to someone? Because even myself, I have had moments of, I would say, maybe a little bit of self-doubt, or maybe caring too much about what other people will say. What would you say to someone how not to care about other people's opinions, or like how to live your life the way that you want to live your life, free, and you should not change yourself for anyone else?
Simple. They are not paying your bill. Who cares?
Because it is as simple as that. Yeah. Just be yourself.
Yeah.
Stay true to yourself.
Exactly. We don't really care what others think.
No.
It doesn't matter.
Because
the truth of the matter is, like, a lot of people don't see themselves, okay, am I doing the right thing? Or, like, you know, I feel like there are a lot of people who are very quick to judge or act without thinking, okay, what would I do, or put themselves in the same pair of shoes to understand how would I react. They don't. They're so judgmental. I'm never judgmental.
Never.
I don't care, I mean, what somebody else does. It's none of my business.
Your business is none of my business.
Yeah, and if somebody comes and does that to me, I just completely ignore.
Ignorance is bliss sometimes.
Just keep quiet.
Yeah.
Just ignore
and just move on.
Don't take it personal.
Yeah. I have read a book that's called The Four Agreements. And now I can't remember all four of them. But one was, teach yourself not to take anything personally. Oh, I've already forgotten the last three. But yeah, like, don't take things too personally. Don't care about what other people say. Stay true to yourself. I cannot remember the other three. See, I knew, and now when I need to think about it, I can't think about it. Typical. But I really wanted to just have this very honest and open conversation with you, because first of all, I'm so grateful that we've met. Second of all, you've changed my mind in a lot of ways, but a lot of positive ways. And I really want to also talk about fitness, which we've talked about already, and just say that it's never too late to start. I think sometimes people get very discouraged because they feel like they're either too old or they don't know what to do, so they feel afraid and scared, and the fear of not knowing what to do is holding them back to join the gym and to exercise, which shouldn't be the case, because there are many people in this world like myself who are willing to help.
Yeah, not only that, like, you know, if anybody is obviously watching your podcast, like, who are over 40, 45 years old, I would recommend, because, like, you know, I'm talking about women, I don't know about the guys.
Yeah.
It's very important that you put yourself in a routine that fits
your
lifestyle 100%. Because some women have had many kids, and, like, you know, their lifestyles are different, and their, like, you know, healthy-wise is different. Some probably not, but it all depends, like, you know, with the changes that you're going through with your body and so on and so forth. At that stage, like, you know, your eyesight is start to get a little bit wobbly. So yeah, it's really important that you do
look after yourself. Always
very important. Always. Just do what we keep doing, you know. Anna, I have this project. I will tell you about it. And this is, like, where I said hope, because I'm holding on to it with hope, because it's such a big project that you could help a lot of people, a lot of kids in Africa.
Include me, please.
And it's an amazing, like, you know, whenever I travel there, like, it's another world. I tell you, it's another world. Like, you don't even dream of, like, no. I'm not talking about the cities. Like, you go into, like, the rural areas, like, where there's hardly anything. When I travel, all I take is, because I can't take a lot, you know, all I take is, like, chocolates, biscuits, mobile phones. You'll not believe, like, you have to see it to believe it.
If we can, please go. Like, I would love to go, and also use my platform to maybe raise awareness or help if I have the voice.
I have this setup already. Like, you know, you to help and to actually build schools and like, you know, proper living yeah. facilities for people. I mean, there's so much that can I mean, when I look at, when I hear about all of these stupid things that, you know, in social media or like in news and stuff, like how people are so waste in the world. And you know how I, like, it doesn't matter even if it's the smallest thing that like is left, or, you know, I never waste food, you know that,
never.
Right? Never.
Never cook either.
Because there's always somebody who would probably, who would be more than happy to have that. So yeah, no, we will definitely. I'll let you know. I'll be going again this year soon anyway. So
I'll be there. I just want to thank you so much for coming on today and sharing your experiences and your thoughts, because you have helped me so much and I appreciate you loads. Maybe we will film some content. Maybe I'll take you to the gym with me and like film a beginner's tutorial. Do this, don't do this. Tilly will be my my model. You'll be my model for the day.
Anytime.
You're ready. Mm-hmm. Camera ready. Thank you so much for your time. I appreciate you more than you know. Any final words from you? Anything that you'd
like to
say?
Anna, thanks for having me. And if there's anything I could do again, like, you know, let me know. I'm more than happy. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you everyone for listening or for watching, anyone watching this. Let us know your thoughts. We will see you. I will see you in the next episode. We will see Tilly sometimes again. We will talk about a lot more things. Thank you so much for listening and for watching. And until next time, we will see you and hear you next time.
Adios, amigos.
Adios, amigos.